Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon. Right, Tuesday, bit of a weird day, especially when it's like 11th of January. Ew. But it's nearly over. Nearly home time. Nearly time to down your tools or whatever it is.
Radio 1 Podcast.
I may have just said that the 11th of January is ew. It's not ew, because it's Rosie Newcastle's 21st birthday today. Happy birthday! She goes, P.S. I'm old. Yeah. That's KB and Lights On. It's 4:12 on BBC Radio 1. It's about time, isn't it? 11 days into the new year and we haven't annoyed Matt Fincham yet. Let's do it after 4:30.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
What a brilliant idea that is, isn't it? Go-karting with the wanted. Hey, Becky.
Hi. It's good. I just don't like the vibrations of the car. It always makes me slow down because it makes my head hurt a little bit.
It's brilliant, though, because you get to meet the wanted, but you also get an activity as well.
That's so, 2-for-1. That's a bog-off competition.
Well, it is, but let's say that you can't stand the wanted, right? You get to go in a go-kart. So
who doesn't like the wanted, though?
So who cares?
But who doesn't like the wanted?
Some people don't.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
Name
let's
one.
See. Actually, I can't.
Yeah, exactly. See?
I can't name one person.
No.
But I'm just saying, an activity as well. Yeah, really good.
That is good.
Did Matt Fincham come up with this idea? Did he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right.
When he was watching EastEnders one lunchtime.
I have designed something for Matt today, which will save him a lot of work in the future.
Right.
In fact, he won't have to do any work ever again.
Oh, he'll like this then.
Okay, Matt, listen up. Is he still upstairs?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Matt, listen, I've designed this especially for you, okay? It's for you and the whole of the Chris Moyle show.
It involves some polystyrene cups.
It's the Matt Fincham Competition Ideas Random Generator. Now, it's two cups made of polystyrene, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And in one cup, there are names of some top artists.
Artists, yeah.
And in the other cup, there are some amazing activities which you could do with those artists.
Ooh.
So these, write these down, Matt. These could all be future competitions on the Chris Moyle show. So pick out an artist, first of all. Anyone,
right.
just pick one at random.
Bit,
shake
it up. Okay, I've chosen Anthony and the Johnsons.
Okay.
And Anthony and the Jossons, as you've written.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. And the next one, I'm going to be with Anthony and the Johnsons. I'm going to be hot air ballooning.
There we are, hot air ballooning with
That's
Anthony and the Johnsons.
Competition.
See? Just made up the top of the head. Right, pick the next one.
I'm going to be, quad biking.
Quad biking
Who
with...
Who am I going with? Badly Drawn Boy.
Exactly. You see?
Is there anyone good?
Next one.
More recent.
Hope you're writing these down, Matt.
Okay.
That is a good one. Quad biking with Badly Drawn Boy. Even if you don't like Badly Drawn Boy, you get to go on a quad bike.
Can you put these in? This one's fox hunting. I don't want to do that one.
Fox hunting with?
Little Boots.
There we are. See, this is brilliant. He's got months of these now.
I'm just going to go for one more quickly. Hang on.
Go on. There's loads more in there. I've done this.
Damien Rice.
What are you
Where's
doing with
your
Damien
musical?
Rice?
All your music. I'm going clay pigeon shooting with him. I'm good at that.
One more. Pick the the activity first.
Paintballing.
With?
Speech to Bell. Who is that? Is she good at that?
She won an award
Is she
once.
Good at paintballing?
No idea. No. Do one more, go on, because it took me ages.
Editors.
Don't, you're saying the artist first, that's wrong.
Well,
what
I'm
is
playing
it?
Giant Jenga with editors.
Okay, good, that's a good one.
And
one more.
Quick, it's the hard, because they're all stuck at the bottom of the cup. Badger baiting with Jamelia.
There we are. These are all good competitions. Who wouldn't want
to... I've never even heard of Jamelia.
Have
badger
the chance
baiting. To... I've heard of Jamelia.
I've never even heard of Jamelia.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, it turns out a couple of those competition prizes are illegal, so we'll take those out of the cup and replace them with some good ones, like Mega Bowl or something. What are the good ones that we can actually do?
Well, the badger one's been replaced with Sudoku with Mr. Hudson.
That's a good one.
Sorry, Jamelia, if you're listening. And the fox one was replaced with Sandy Tom and musical chairs.
There we are, musical chairs with Sandy Tom. Mm-hmm. Think how many people would enter that.
They're way better prizes anyway, those two.
Skinny dipping with Rihanna suggests somebody. That would be a good one, but that would actually be popular. And Clint suggests, can we have photography day with Lorraine Kelly? Had to be listening to yesterday's show to get that one. Get to the podcast. You can get. Is the podcast working now?
It is, yeah.
There's all sorts of randomness happening on that earlier.
I think it was raining quite heavily on the podcast, so.
Yeah, I've got a few tweets and emails from people and on our Facebook going, your podcast sounds like this. But it's actually been sorted out now. And then you can understand what the Lorraine Kenny thing's all about. Brilliant.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, we have just put the request in to Lady Gaga's management to see if she would be up for bog snorkelling with some Radio 1 listeners, and we will let you know if that comes back. That seems to be a very, very popular one on our Facebook and also on our text. A lot of you want to go bog snorkelling with Gaga. Somebody even wants to play giant Jenga with her. They obviously heard yesterday's show as well. It's on the podcast, which now doesn't sound like this. It's fixed. Hello?
Oh, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Gemma.
Hello, you right?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can I help you?
Well, you know how it's the new year and everybody is taking up new exercise routines and that, try and get fit?
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in Bruce doing Brucey's 40 of those.
Bruce Forsyth's exercise routine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I always find this a good one to do because it's just stops you falling asleep, actually. 40 of those.
Along with his porridge with, like, raisins spread all over it.
Yeah, well, I saw that bit, but I missed the 40 of those.
Oh, you missed that bit, so you don't know how to do it?
No.
Okay.
No. 40 of those.
Right, what you do when you get home tonight, are you finished work now, have you?
Yeah, I'm on the way home now.
Okay, when you get in, make sure you eat first.
Right. No, don't eat before exercise. I think do this one on an empty stomach.
No, I don't think so. I think you're supposed to eat. That's like when your mum and dad go, like when you're on holiday and they're like, oh, don't you go swimming after you've eaten?
Yeah, because you can get a stitch.
That's rubbish. No, you can't.
The amount I ate of ham baguettes when I was young in France.
The first holiday I ever went on away from my parents, I had my dinner and then went straight in the pool just to say, ha, after years of them telling me not to.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, eat something like an hour before.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
you can have a banana afterwards if you're feeling like you used up all your energy. Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Then you just go 40 of those.
But how do you do it?
Like that. I'm not going to do much more because I'm going to be knackered for the rest of the show.
Your face goes so red, and you only ever do like 12 of those, and you've already got like a bead on.
All right. Is that clear? And then at the end, you have to go.
It starts to sting after a bit, so don't do. Ease yourself in gradually.
Take it slow.
Yeah. Maybe start with 10 of those. Brucey's been doing it for a long time.
Build it up each day.
Scott's determined to do 40 now, but I bet you can't. 10.
40 of those. Love you.
Love you.
Oh, I'm knackered.
Yeah.
Give me a high five quick before I die.
Okay.
Hello. Press 5. Thank God.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now time for our occasional feature.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
I'm sorry, but it's true. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Just be glad it isn't you. We're annoying Matt Fincham.
On the bed, on the floor, on a towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
It never gets old, your face.
It still makes me feel really funny when I hear to sing those words.
So,
sorry, Matt, if you're listening.
Becky, how have you been annoying Matt Fincham today?
Oh, today's one is amazing. Basically, I've worked at this amazing thing. He spends so much time during his day on the phone. And he has
very busy.
Yeah, and he has really weird phone conversations. So I thought if I just sit next to him and talk to him like I'm answering the questions and stuff that he's... So I'm pretending I'm having the conversation with him, but he's actually speaking to someone else on the phone.
So he's having a conversation with someone on the phone.
Yeah.
But you're pretending that he's talking to you.
Yes, so I'm answering his questions. I'm giving, like, asking him questions, and then he replies.
How very confusing
for
him.
The person on the phone.
Okay.
It must get really... It's quite short-lived because he gets annoyed very quickly with it, which is why I like it a lot.
Let's hear what happened.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm just sitting here in the bath, you know, washing myself. You could come round and help me with the bubbles if you like. Would you like to do that?
Yes. Becky's doing weird things next to me and I'm a little confused.
Just pretend I'm not here.
No holidays planned.
You can come away with me if you like.
I am...
We could go to Paris.
I'm
That's really romantic.
Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, actually.
What about Monday? I could do Monday, I could do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Tuesday.
Friday, I'm going out... What?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Please come round, Matt. Please.
I will. All right, well, thanks for everything. And
thank you more, we'll Matt. I'll see you in a minute, yeah?
Bye. What are you doing?
Oh, my God, I find that annoying. That is so annoying.
Because you can tell he goes really, really red in the face, and you can tell he's trying to concentrate on the conversation, but actually he just wants to talk to me.
More.
Radio 1.
Hello, is Matt there, please?
Yeah, this is Matt.
Matt, do you just wanted to know, do you use fake tan?
Yeah.
You do? Oh, my tan. God.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, it's 07...
Matt, that's so quick. You've given me your number already. I only asked you if you use fake tan and you come straight back at me with your mobile.
So, is it 4 o'clock? I'll see you here.
No, I just wanted to know if you use fake tan. You said yes, right, I don't want to meet you.
He'll probably call me just before four, yeah?
Hey, I'm a lady. I'm a girl.
Right,
I'm a girl.
Rachel, I'll
speak to
you later then. Cheers,
bye. Bye.
Yeah. Immature but genius, says Phil from Swindon. Oh, my God, I always do that to my dad. Ha, 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 ha. Love, Alex. I do that with my mates all the time. It is a good one, Becky. I'll give you that.
We're annoying Matt Fincham.
Podcast. I think we've got Connor on the line now. Hello?
Hello?
Are you being chased by the police?
What?
Are
no,
you being chased?
I'm out of the library.
Oh, right, OK. I thought you were on the run or something.
I don't know what. I just take it.
Hello, it's Scott. Hi.
Hi.
Where? Who are you running from?
I was getting out of the library there, so...
Oh, OK, just the library then.
Yeah.
You have me worried there, Connor.
It's not the police, Scott, but don't worry.
OK, good. How can I help?
Do you remember a while ago Becky was saying she was going to leave the show and live on money from quiz shows?
Yes, well, she won one quiz once and decided that she wanted to leave her full-time employment here at Radio 1 and just play quizzes and earn money from that.
I think you could make a living out of it. I think, you know, I won, like, what do we win on that pub quiz? About 20 quid?
Mm.
And I think if I did, maybe not so much pub quizzes, but if I got on a few game shows and did pub quizzes, I could make more money than I get here.
Yeah, well, me and my mate were applying for Pointless the other day.
For what?
You know the show Pointless off BBC Two?
Oh, yeah.
We were applying for that and... we got speaking to one of the couples there, and they'd been on Eggheads together. And then, as well as that there, the woman, she had been on The Chase off of ITV, and then she had been on The Weakest Link as well, back when the prize money was good, and she claimed she had won £6,000.
So there's
money in it for you, like.
So you had an audition for a quiz show, did you?
Yeah.
And you're talking to one of the other people that were on it?
Yeah.
And this woman has won loads from other quizzes.
Yeah.
See, that's the sort of person I want to be. She's won £6,000 on Weakest Link, and now she's just trawling herself out to all the other ones, trying to make the rest of her yearly income.
I know, a professional TV quiz player.
Which ones are the best payers?
I think Deal or No Deal's quite good, isn't it? Although that's a risky one, because it could be really good or it could be rubbish.
What other ones pay out well, Connor?
£1 million Drop.
Yes.
Channel 4. Any other... I've got like a mini audience watching me here. The Cube. There's another one.
The Cube
O'Reilly.
Is good.
Golden Balls.
Are these your teammates that are in the background? I love it that you've got your...
No, these are just people from school.
All right.
So are you going to get through your audition on Pointless? Are you going to be on?
We'll find out within 2 weeks of...
Wow.
Good luck. And do you reckon there's, like, specific qualities that they look for in people? Because there's obviously a way of getting on all these quiz shows. If this woman's been on all of them, there's obviously something that they look for.
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
There must be something she says to get through the audition.
Yeah.
Yeah, intelligence is probably one. That's something she had, like.
I think maybe she pretends to be thick.
Yeah.
In the audition. And then goes on the show and just wipes the floor with it and just gets all the money.
Great tactic.
It is a good tactic. Fair play to her. That's what Judith Keppel did off of... No, that's the wrong one, isn't it? Who's Judith Keppel? She's Eggheads, right?
But she won Millionaire, but it was in a different episode. You're thinking about the cheating major.
I am, off of...
yeah.
Wrong person,
he
sorry,
got his
Judith.
Money taken away. Judith was a legitimate winner.
Sorry, Judith, called you a crook. All right, Connor, well, the best of luck with your pointless audition.
Let us know if you go on.
Thank you.
And if you need any teammates for any of them, like, I could do Family Fortunes with you. I'll just say, like, I'm a distant cousin or something.
Yeah. I don't think they check. Done. Give me a high five. Radio 1 Podcast. Now, while I was away, I'm sure this story was big here as well. That story about the homeless man in America who had the incredible radio voice.
Yes, yeah.
Ted Williams. It's all over the internet. They just found him, and he's just got a golden voice. Check him out.
You're listening to nothing but the best of oldies. You're listening to Magic 98.9.
God, I wish I had that voice. That is incredible.
I wish you had that voice.
You're listening to nothing but the best of oldies. You're listening to Magic 98.9. We'll be back with more right after these words.
He'd sound brilliant on Magic. Is that where you wish you were?
On Magic?
Yeah.
Don't pension me off just yet, love. Anyway, an incredible voice. Now, we've been out onto Stupid Street to see if we can find any untapped voiceover talent out there.
Ooh.
Yeah, because you never know. You know what? Like, this guy, homeless guy, nowhere to live, and then he, like, has got this golden voice. He's got, must have millions of dollars flooding in already, surely.
Hopefully.
Soon.
I think he's been offered a couple of things.
All right. Maybe I bigged that up a bit too much. But he's going to be a lot richer than he has been.
Yeah.
Now, so we're onto Stupid Street. Chance to win some Scott Mills points here. We asked five people on Stupid Street to give us a love dedication.
Oh, right, I wondered why the music was happening like this. I thought you just...
So we asked them to do their best radio voice to see if their voice is the new big voiceover talent in the UK. Just like this guy's is in the US.
You're listening to nothing but the best of oldies. You're listening to Magic 98.9.
Can we find it on Sheepish Street, though? It could be out there. You don't know.
You used to do a love show, did you?
I have done
a love... Or similar. So what sort of thing are we looking for? What's the best love voice that you can do?
You just have to do loads of pointless dedications to people when they could actually just say it to their face.
Like...
Okay, don't want me to do...
Yeah, what we're trying to find the next one of.
Hey, Darren in Manchester. Tracy's really thinking of you tonight and just wishes that she could touch your face.
I hope you used to do it with a bit more feeling, because that sounded like you were bored out of your brain.
Out of practice. This is The Quiet Storm with Scott Mills. That was called The Quiet Storm.
What's that? Is that
doesn't mean anything. It's just a pointless, stupid name.
Oh, right. Not one of those Urban Dictionary things.
Hey, Barry. Becky's been on, saying that she loves being your wife and wants to be with you forever. Tell her yourself. Why are you doing this on the radio? Why are you... No, seriously, you've texted me. It's a lot cheaper. Just tell her yourself.
They weren't texting back in those days, were they? They were still sending
faxes. No, they used to write it in. It used to take a week.
They just split up by then.
Anyway.
So that's the sort of thing that we're looking for.
That's what we're looking
for. Any more of that talent.
Yeah. Let me just put the voiceover music back on. This is a new one now. This is R. Kelly. Your Body's Calling. Not as good as the other one, Trapped in the Closet.
What is that? That's not a song.
Are you telling me you've never heard Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly?
No.
Oh my God, it's the funniest song you've ever made.
Wasn't a hit though, was it?
Not
was
really. It? I don't think so, no. Have you not heard Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly?
No.
It's hilarious.
Do you play it on Radio 1?
We need to find this after 6. Can we find it?
Did you play it in your late night love show?
Probably. Can't remember, I was asleep. I used to turn the speakers down when the music was on. Get my next bunch of love dedications ready.
I'm going to find it. Shall I find it?
Please, we need to discuss this after 6. Anyway, how many of the 5 on Stupid Street have a good voiceover voice? 10 Scott Mills points if you guess how many out of 5, and I'm the judge. Okay. Here's the first one.
Gary, you are like the sunshine, so warm. You are like sugar, so sweet. You are like you, and that's the reason why I love you.
So, we asked them to do some kind of love dedications in their best radio voices.
I'd like to hear more of him on the radio.
He really reminds me of somebody, and I can't remember who it is.
Is it the man off the toilet roll advert or the kitchen roll advert?
Let me listen to it again.
What's it?
Gary, you are like the sunshine, so warm. You are like sugar, so sweet. You are like you, and that's the reason why I love you.
Why I love you? What's that?
Oh,
Is it Glyn?
It's
No, it's Glyn off Big Brother. I love Leah. Weren't expecting that one. Bit of a curveball there.
Yeah. I like him.
Not the best voice for radio, though, in my opinion. And that's why I love you. I'm saying a no for that one.
Okay.
Next, as we try and find undiscovered voiceover talent on Stupid Street.
I love you, Dean, with all my heart. Since I first saw you at the Butcher's, you're all I think about. Me, mine, forever, Janae.
Oh, my God, no.
Why? She could slow down a bit.
Imagine listening to that all day. Good Lord.
I've heard worse.
Oh, my days.
I love you, Dean, with all my heart. Since I first saw you at the Butcher's, you're all I think about. Me, mine, forever, Janae.
Who would you say is worse, Becky?
What, than that
yeah.
girl?
Go.
No, I'm not saying it.
You started it. Who's worse?
No, it's just...
Who's worse than that? I'll play it to you again.
I love you, Dean, with all my heart. Since I first saw you at the Butcher's, you're all I think about. Me, mine, forever, Janae.
You met him at the Butcher's?
I love that.
Who's worse?
I can't. I'm not saying.
What station?
Classic.
Okay, I'm saying
See,
a no.
It just doesn't fit with the brand.
I'm saying a no to her. Next.
Lisa, I've never had a dream come true till the day that I found you. Even though I pretend that I've moved on, you'll always be my baby. I've never found the words to say I think you're the one, but I think about you each day, and no matter where life takes me, to be a part of, you'll always be with me.
Right, I think he was loosely quoting S Club there.
He's the worst one so far. I prefer the other two. I want the other two to do like a co-presented show. Where
I want him
like...
to clear his throat.
You just want to give him
yeah.
a...
yeah. Mm. So that's three no's from me so far. But number four could be our undiscovered voiceover talent. Let's find out.
John, you've made me so happy. I never thought I'd love again since my husband ran off with that handyman. But you've shown me the true meaning of love. The joy you bring me makes me sweat with love. So sweaty. I don't think I'll ever be dry again. Love, Joyce.
There we are. So she is sweaty with love.
She's
I quite
good.
Liked her, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying a yes to that, I think. Can we hear her again? I like her.
John, you've made me so happy. I never thought I'd love again since my husband ran off with that handyman.
Yeah, she's definitely on. Didn't want to play the sweaty with love thing again. It was horrible. And our final one.
Debbie, you can do it like a damn man. Man damn. You can do it like a man damn. Sugar, 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 Norman.
Right.
I like it. He reminds me, in my head, I think Bass Hunter, which makes me feel in the mood for love, so.
Always?
Yeah. I think he yes to him.
Let me hear it again.
Debbie, you can do it like a damn man. Man damn. You can do it like a man damn. Sugar, 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 Norman.
Absolutely. Just for having the balls to do Jesse J, I think absolutely, yeah. Yeah. So if you said two out of five, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Tom from Torquay's been on saying, get R. Kelly on. You said you'd play it. You said after six. It's past that now. P.S. Becky, you haven't lived till you've heard this.
Oh,
a lot of excitement about this.
Must be good.
Someone else says, doesn't leave the name, the funniest thing about Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly is that it's not meant to be funny. R calls it a hip-hopera genius. So you've never heard this track?
No.
Oh, if you haven't ever heard this, then you've been missing out for many years. This is called Trapped in the Closet. It's by R. Kelly. And you can kind of tell the sort of song it is by the intro, I think. Yeah, baby. Sounds like something quite dark's going to happen, doesn't it?
It's a bit sci-fi, and then the plop happens, and you think, what's that?
Plop. Okay, so this is a story, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Picture the scene. There's R, Kelly. Let's just call him R from now on.
Okay.
There's R, and he wakes up one morning.
7 o'clock in the morning, and a rays from the sun wakes me.
So the sun's waking you up, you know, when you've forgotten to close the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun's, like, really waking him up. But where is R?
Stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me.
Oh, he's not in his own bed.
He's in someone else's bed.
Oh, no. What's happened here?
Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you.
Oh, you silly Billy R. You've popped off with someone else there, haven't you?
Oh.
That's what he's done. Woken up. His voice is like, hello. Oh, it's not her. Oh, it's not my girlfriend or my wife.
Well, surely he would have recognised that from the fact.
I've copped off with someone else.
Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like, what have I done?
So imagine R, right? He's there, he's lying there with a dumb look on his face.
Blinded by the sun's rays.
Probably something like this. Yeah. Right, dumb. And he's like, what have I done? Well, I can tell you what you've done, R. I think you've boffed someone that's not your shorty.
He's got a side piece.
A massive side piece. Well, I don't know whether she's massive. But
you can't comment on her dress size.
Now picture this scene.
Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes.
Now that's always hard, isn't it, when you're hopping around trying to put your trousers on?
Especially if you just took them off and didn't fold them before he went to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And he's like, oh no, I've boffed someone else, that's not my shorty.
And the sock's still inside the leg of the trousers.
Yeah. And his shirt's probably inside out, hopping around. Always happens when you're trying to, you know, be quick about it, doesn't it?
Yeah, again.
Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said, you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy, said, woman, move out my way.
Now she's saying, no, you're not going.
Is she holding him hostage now?
Kind of. She's blocking the door. She's saying, uh-uh, honey, you're not going anywhere.
Or maybe he's trying to use the back door and she wanted him out the front.
Sorry?
Well, no, I just, you know, some...
Oh, yeah. No, she's saying you can't go. She's kind of trapping him in.
I said, I got a wife at home. She said, please don't go out there.
Oh, no, don't go out there.
What is out there?
Why isn't she letting him go? He's finally got his trousers on. He's been hopping around for about 5 minutes. But why can't he go out there?
She said her husband was coming up the stairs.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Husband is coming up the stairs.
Oh, it's her side piece as well.
Yep. Oh, no, R, what are you going to do now? Her husband's coming up the stairs.
Quiet. Hurry up and get in the closet.
Right, so she...
Oh, the old wardrobe trick.
Yeah, she tells him to get in the closet.
How many times have you had to hide in a wardrobe?
Once.
You really have?
Have you not?
Oh. No, never.
Oops.
I made it out like everyone did it, but...
Just the once. let's not go into that. So... I know this has sounded like a carry-on film, though, isn't it? Like, oh, quick, in the wardrobe. But this is what's happening now.
Quiet. Hurry up and get in the closet.
Get in the closet, she says. But surely there's another exit.
I said, why don't I just go out the window?
Good idea, R. Nice one. Yes, go out the window.
Yes, except for one thing, we're on the fifth floor.
Oh, no, don't go out the window, then. You're on the fifth floor. Don't worry, though. I know, because he's R.
Mm.
He'll come up with a good idea. He'll sort this out.
Think. Quick, put me in the closet.
Oh, right. No, he is getting in the closet now.
He couldn't think of a better way.
Couldn't think of a better one. You're on the fifth floor. Get me in the closet, it's fine. But what happens next?
And he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face saying, honey, I've been missing you.
Oh, right, it's all fine because R's in the closet now and he's like, yeah, honey, I've been missing you. So the attention's kind of on her rather than him being in the closet because he doesn't know. So it's fine.
Girls are in the bed and start to snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what is going on?
Right, now, so he's having a fumble with the wife, and R is still in the wardrobe.
Oh, no.
I know.
You're not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone.
Oh, no!
Oh, no! And he doesn't have it on silent.
You idiot.
Oh.
So now R's phone has gone off.
Diddle-a-da.
He's probably got that ringtone.
I reckon he's got She's Got That Vibe.
I think he's got the new one. Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, which I've got as my alarm. Anyway, the husband's having a fumble. R's in the wardrobe. What's he going to do now?
Tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate.
No, it's too late for vibrate.
Silent.
Too late for vibrate.
Vibrate's still going to attract attention, isn't it? It's even worse.
Yeah. I actually think, thinking about it, that might be the best lyric in music history to date.
Tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate.
Oh, no, what's going to happen now? The phone's gone off, he's in the closet.
But from the way he acted, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm going to solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet.
Oh, so...
Right, okay.
Can you feel the tension?
When something weird happens to you, do you ever just stand up and go, there's a mystery going and on. I'm going to solve it. You don't, do you? You're just like, what's going on?
You're doing an R. Kelly song.
So what happens now?
Well, exactly. So the husband's onto him.
Yeah.
He's heard the phone. I hope he doesn't open the closet.
He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. She says, baby, come back to bed. He says, say no more.
Right, so he's looking in the bathroom. It's okay. I think R is still safe in the wardrobe. I think the scent's been thrown off. It's fine.
He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell.
So R's in the closet. He's sweating like hell.
Oh, those clothes are going to need a wash.
Oh, stress.
Checks under the bed.
Oh, no.
Then under the dresser.
No.
He looks at the closet.
He's looking at the closet.
How can R tell that he's looking at the closet when he's in the closet?
I have no idea,
he's in it. Has he carved himself a spy hole?
I don't know.
That line was missing.
And I carved myself a spy hole. So I can see him looking in the closet. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to see him. And this song makes no sense at all. Yeah.
So he's chipped his spy hole. What's going to happen? He's going to go in the closet?
Wow.
He walks up to the closet. Get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet.
Oh, God.
Now he's opening the closet. Closet.
And it can't just stop there.
Well, there's another 21 parts of that.
Oh,
so don't find out what happens for a while. But maybe we should serialise them on this show.
Yes, I need to know.
You want to know now. You're involved.
Know,
you're emotionally involved in the story, aren't you? Maybe we'll do the next part tomorrow. There's another 21, as I say.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Max. I just got your text. She is very much looking forward to seeing the new CSI, which starts tonight. That
yes.
is something I've never got into, but I see clips of it, and it looks like something that I would really like.
You would love it.
So it's one of those things that I am, what, like 5, 6, 7 years late on?
Yeah, I only got into it last week when I had the flu, and I started watching them because I realised that...
Well,
that
you can talk. You're just as behind as me.
Well, I know, but now I'm, like, properly up to date because I was off for 4 days, so then I watched it loads on Channel 5.
So on 5 tonight,
yep.
there's a CSI which features Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's the start of a brand new series, and then with, like, this series means that we're up to date with America.
Why is he in it?
I have no idea, I haven't seen it yet.
Mm.
Maybe he's, like, done something at a crime scene.
And then there's another one, which is CSI Miami, which also starts tonight.
Yeah, which is a joke one.
Yeah, now, talk me through this.
Right, well, there's CSI, which is set in Vegas.
Yeah.
And then there's CSI New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's CSI Miami.
And that's joke one.
Yeah, it's like I think it's a spin-off joke one. Because the guy, in like the detective in it, is like this guy called Horatio. And all he does is look at the floor. And then he's like, and then he sort of looks down. And then he'll come up with a witty one-liner. So say like the guy has, I don't know, trodden in some jam or something.
Mm.
He'll be like, oh, he looks like he's got jam on his feet. And then he'll like look up to the camera and then take his sunglasses on and then put them back off. And then he'll go, he met a sticky end. And then the titles all come.
But that doesn't happen in the normal one.
No, the normal one's like really serious. I mean, the other one's got like death and stuff. But he always does one-liners and jokes and it never... And then there's one woman who can't say ew. And she just goes, no. And then the other week, there was an incident where the person had died by being hit by a crossbow. And I thought they've blatantly only done this to make
joke.
Her say no.
No.
Every time someone asks her a question, I'm like, well, she's obviously going to say no.
No.
And she does.
Right, so do you think many people realise that this is a joke one, or do you
well,
think it's under the radar?
I typed it into Google loads, and people seem to believe it's a real one, but it's not.
It's not.
It's a mic-take one.
Okay. So there's the real one on tonight, which has got Bieber in it, and then there's the joke one a bit later on, which is the Miami one, which is them just having a laugh. And if you don't realise that, then you've been conned.
Because they've got, like, weird technology that doesn't even exist in Miami.
Have they?
Like, she's got this amazing wall, and she just, like, sort of flings things at it. And
ridiculous.
Then, like, big screens and stuff.
I need to watch the joke. Do I need to watch the serious one or the joke one first? Or does it matter? No?
I think just get into the joke one, no?
Yeah, okay, no.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You've got loads of angry Horatio fans on the text now. He's a ginger fox and a legend. Take it back, Becky. That's from Katie.
No, I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm saying it is my favourite new CSI.
Because it's a joke.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.